Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with Kevin Reed and the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Stone. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Your first ever NCAA tournament win.
Yeah, thank you.
That must have felt good.
Yeah, it feels really good. It's it's special, and not much time to reflect on it, though, because we got a great team on Sunday, so...
Well, you guys had your work cut out for you today. Minot State put up a good battle. 1-0 at the half. You were leading, but you knew you couldn't lay back in the second half with that 1-0 lead, could you?
No, not against Minot. They're a great team. They're extremely well coached, very talented, and you don't feel like you're safe at any moment. So you got to keep the gas, pedal down, and continue to try to find those goals that can. That can lead you to victory.
And it seemed in the second half, Minot was not really able to get its offense organized. Some good defense by your club. After the penalty kick, there was a little spark of life from them, but otherwise they really struggled to get their offense going.
Yeah, and I think our kids came out with a lot of energy and focus, and I think they had a desire, and so that was fun to see.
How much did the weather play a factor here today in how your strategy for this afternoon's game? Did it at all? I mean, I know it was windy out there, but you're used to that.
I don't, as strange as it sounds, I don't really think it affected the tactics of the game.
Okay.
I really don't.
And
I mean, you kind of had to keep the ball on the floor. You couldn't put the ball up in the air too much because it would skip a lot and whatever. You couldn't play a lot of balls behind, so I guess it played in a little bit, but... I don't think it affected the tactics from either side too much.
And Rachel Norton had a couple of goals, one on a deflection there late. It seemed that she started to really find herself open and some room to run there about midway through the first half and on into the second half.
Yeah, she was able to find some good spaces and kind of those half spaces where, defenders, do I pick her up or do you pick her up? And, she's an intelligent player and obviously – we're glad she's on our team.
Exactly, and not on the other team.
Right.
Coach, we talk a little bit about the snow and the cold and the weather. Obviously, your team spent most of the week practicing on this. How much do you think that helped you getting ready for today?
Yeah, I think it was good mentally for us. I think we felt like, hey, this is how it's going to be on Friday, so let's just dive into it. And I do think that was a kind of a mental advantage for us that we had.
And you did mention in the pregame, we talked a little bit about Anna Phoebe and maybe standing around. You didn't think she'd stand around, and you were right. Minot was able to get some early pressure, and she was up to the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, once you get in the NCAA tournament, every game is going to be a nail biter, and your keeper's going to have to do some work, and she did. And, I thought she was pretty steady back there and played a great game for us.
Got a quick turnaround. You'll take on last year's defending national champ, Central Missouri. What's the mindset going into that big game on Sunday?
Excitement. I think we're all excited about it and to play against such an esteemed program and to do it at home. And, I just think everyone's really looking forward to it.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations again. It's been a fun ride. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Stone joining us. What a great win for this Beaver squad. They've worked so hard to get here, and look what they did. A 3-1 win in their first ever NCAA home tournament game. Again, their second year in a row that they've been to the tournament. Kevin, we're going to be back here on Sunday.
Absolutely, and then they're playing the defending national champion, and it's always difficult to play the defending champion because they are the champion until someone beats them, and now it's your opportunity to do that.
Well, and both teams won in the same fashion. 3-1 finals here today at Chet Anderson Stadium. We will come back and wrap things up from our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show, and we will tell you what's on the agenda next. We've got lots of games left here on the Beaver Radio Network. Our final 3-1 Bemidji State wins. They advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament right here on the Beaver Radio Network.